With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now is the Texas Rangers Executive Vice President of Business Operations, the great Rob Matwick. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Man, we want to come around this table and hug you because what you've done here for the Metroplex is install what we now believe is the centerpiece for the entire Metroplex. This is absolute paradise. If you love sports and food and family and entertainment and cold beer, man, there you can do no better than Texas Live.
I'm sitting here watching golf. I'm sitting here watching baseball. 6 o'clock tonight, we're going to watch Rangers-Yankees. 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to watch Cowboys-49ers. I know there's a bunch. Obviously, there's a lot of baseball games on tonight. I think there's, 12 other NFL teams or games tonight?
Yes.
I mean, it's paradise. Anywhere you turn here, you're either seeing sports or you're seeing entertainment or great food, and that's a great combination.
And one of the things that you guys did that's obviously as you get here and see it, put your eyes on it, having this concert venue out here, you guys are going to have the Toadies, one of the best DFW bands the last 35 years or so. They're playing, and it reminds everyone that this is going to be a great place to be, even if the Rangers or Cowboys aren't playing.
No, absolutely. You know, the important part of the development for us was having the right partner. And in the Cordish companies, we believe we have that. You know, these guys have sort of perfected the sports anchor development concept, starting in Philadelphia, moving to Kansas City, to Ballpark Village in St. Louis. But, you know, the thought process is that if you're sitting at home on a Tuesday night and, you know, maybe teams on the road, not much else going on. Hey, let's get on Texas Live. There'll be something going on there. Or a Friday night, you're watching the ball game, game's going great, game's over, you head outside, you listen to some live music. But the other exciting part of that is they told us they've got, I think there are a total of 13 stages, if you will, like the one you guys are set up on here now, where you can be doing performance. And they were telling me this morning they can do 7 at the same time and not, the way the acoustics are set up, they wouldn't impact the other sets.
So, wow.
So, no, at Troy's, you know, we've got that stage that actually is separated by a garage door. So if they want to play outside of the patio, they can have a two-piece or three-piece out there. Or if they want to open it up and have a few more players, they can play in or out. I mean, you can tell that as they've done these developments, they've fine-tuned it each step of the way. This is by far the biggest one they've ever done in terms of the live concept. It's by far the best as far as we're concerned.
And we are absolutely blown away. And walking by, we saw the structure going up, but it was hard to really get a feel for Texas Live because you're also kind of looking at the stadium. You're like, okay, the stadium's a long ways off. Texas Live is ready to go. And we didn't quite understand it until we walked in, and all of our mouths were wide open. We're like, are you kidding me? And our initial reaction is, we have this here in DFW?
Well, you know, we've been working on this now for 4.5 years. Literally, the first meeting that Blake Cordish and I had was in the spring of 2014, talking about how Cordish believed in this market, on the strength of the Rangers, the strength of the Cowboys, the Metroplex, and, you know, why can't we make this happen? So it's been fascinating to see, you know, you've got to negotiate, do your diligence, we had to do our deal with the city, design it, get it built. But you see renderings, you see construction drawings. But I walked in on Monday to meet somebody here, and honestly, I'll tell you, I stopped in the middle of the arena and it almost brought me to tears. I mean, the colors were so much more vivid than you see in the renderings.
Yeah,
the details, you know, that you see in the little touches as you look around just blew me away. And these guys have done a phenomenal job. But what really topped it off for me personally was the next day I got an email from the great Chuck Morton. You call me great. Chuck is the greatest, as you know. I got an email from Chuck, and it just said thank you. He said, I can't. John Blake has said the same thing. Guys that have been with the franchise for more than 30 years, and they said, I can't believe it's here. We've talked about it. We've talked about it. I can't believe it's here now. And I said, it's just blowing those guys away.
Yeah.
And those guys have earned it. They deserve it.
This is the voice of Rob Matwick. He's Executive VP of Business Operations for the Rangers. And so Ben and I grew up here. We grew up in the northern burbs. We were in Richardson. He now lives in Prosper. I live in Allen. And so we've had this discussion on the air a million times. Where should the Rangers be located? You know, I've always felt like the Rangers have somewhat of an 817 identity, but they're our whole Metroplex in a lot of ways. And there's people, well, we want this thing to be downtown Dallas for these reasons. Well, what about Fort Worth? And all these conversations have been going on for so long. And in the 90s, when Tom Hicks owned the team, there was all this talk about development, and it never really happened. And one of the things that struck me as I was walking around here before the show looking at this is it happened at the right time, because quite honestly, if there was development around here in the 90s, right now it'd be dated. It would look like the West End or something. And what is happening here right now is about as modern, and yet it's still very Texas Rangers. It's still very 817. It's still very 214. I mean, I'm just kind of like giving you guys love, because this has been an ongoing cut. This is why Chuck said what he said. And, John, this has been like a 30-year thing, man. Yeah. And you guys, I mean, you hit all the right notes. You've got to be feeling good right now.
Well, it takes great leadership, great partnership. And I say on the leadership side of things, obviously, you know, Blake Cornish and I sat down and we had a concept. But it doesn't happen on the Rangers side without Ray Davis right. and Bob Simpson and Neil Liebman, our ownership team. You know, those guys had the vision and agreed with it that we're going to go forward on this. Also the city. Obviously, Mayor Williams and city council here, Trey Elverton, city manager, have been big advocates of, you know, not only the two facilities here in AT&T Stadium and Globe Life Park, soon to be Globe Life Field, but those guys wanted this. My first month on the job here, I've told this story to several people. Catherine Wildman, who's a city council member here in Arlington. I went over to City Hall one day and had a meeting. I was meeting the mayor and council members, and before I left her office, we had a nice 15-minute visit. But before I walked out of her office, she stopped me and said, Rob, there has always been an expectation of development around that ballpark since it opened. And I'd only been here a month, so I was like, yes, ma'am. Message received. Of course, right. At that time in 2008, I didn't know what we might do. I knew Glory Park was winding down, so I thought, well, tuck that away. Fast forward to 2014, and when the issue came back up again. So the leadership with our ownership, the Cornish family, and the city leadership in partnership, it's what gets things like this done. And eventually the new ballpark.
Right, right, right. I can't – if the same folks are building that park that are building this place, oh, my God, I can't wait. Okay, so we are right adjacent to AT&T Stadium as well. And so I love the touch of including Troy Aikman. And he's going to be on our show today. He's giddy. He's downright excited to be here. He's so fired up. And so I love the involvement of Troy and the Cowboys. I mean, one of the biggest Cowboys of all time. And so I'm just curious about the relationship with the Cowboys and Jerry World. And are they a part of this in that regard, or is it just they're just lucking out because of where they're located? How does that work?
Well, not necessarily part of the development, but I will say the Cowboys have been big advocates of what we're doing here. They understand that, you know, we all want what's best for our fans, and that's Cowboy fans, Ranger fans, fans of college football. You know, certainly when LSU and Miami come in, you know, their fans come. We want them to experience Texas Live and come back. Next year we'll want them to stay in a Live by Lowe's hotel and extend their stay. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've had a great partnership with the Cowboys in the 10 years that they've been here, in 10 years that I've been here. They've been good partners. They've obviously brought amazing events to the entertainment district here. You know, with the new building and our ability to do events 365 days a year, we want to do the same thing. Obviously, our scale's a little different, but I think that works to our advantage, where you've got a great facility there with 80,000 seats. We'll have a fantastic facility condition space with 40,000 seats. So I think that gives us maximum flexibility. And then we've got some interesting ideas about how to repurpose Globe Life Park.
Well, that's where we're going now. Yeah. So we need, you know, I'd love to get kind of your updated timelines on both the ballpark and the hotel, but what are we going to be doing across the street?
Don't know yet. Obviously, we're still playing baseball there in 2019.
Right.
But we've had some pretty interesting discussions. You know,
is the idea that it's a preservation of it, or because we've seen that word thrown around, it's kind of hard to wrap my head around what would be happening there.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing in feedback we've got from fans and customers is that everybody loves the facade of the building. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think you'll see us do everything we can to maintain as much of the facade, if not all the facade. You know, that's still to be determined. But obviously, I don't need a 48,000-seat baseball stadium in the center.
Right.
So what can we do there to, you know, again, bring something that's interesting for fans while preserving the beauty of the architecture and the structure on the outside? We still operate our office building, you know, in center field. So we have tenants on the second and third floor, and they all want to stay. They're just asking us, guys, what am I going to be looking at come 2020? I said, well, I've almost got that answer for you, not quite yet. And then the fourth floor, as you guys know, we occupy the top floor of the office building, so we'll be looking for a new tenant to take over that space for us. And we've had some interesting discussions with people that are interested. I think developments like this one, and the hotel certainly help, is when people now come in and get to see this, I think, oh, okay, that's what it is. Now, yeah. I do want to stay here now. you know, for our current
yeah.
tenants, or I do want to relocate my business here because I want to be close to this. Ideally, you want to get to that live, work, play thing.
Yeah.
You know, we've had those talks about, should we do some residential high-rises, and Cordish has done that in downtown Kansas City. They're actually doing it now in downtown St. Louis. So as they shared a master vision for us in some of the very first meetings, that's definitely a part of it. I know
okay.
from the city standpoint, they would love to see more office, you know, office relocations here. But if we can get office and get the residential, we'll provide the entertainment.
Oh, absolutely. And that works out great for the teams as well. Now you have folks in close proximity. And, you know, we've had the opportunity to travel around the country and follow your baseball team. It's, you know, we see certain cities are at a big advantage to getting people there because they go have a beer after work and then spontaneously say, hey, let's go catch the game. Well, I think now you have this. I mean, you could have named this place the Tractor Beam because it's going to suck everybody yeah. in. It's going to pull everyone in from all over the place, and they're going to be here anyways.
Well, it certainly gives people the opportunity to do that. And we've also built a great plaza space outside,
yes.
too. I don't know if the fountain was on yet, but you know, we've got a kid-friendly fountain out there. I know my daughter is 16 now, but I remember when she was 4. Anytime we would see one of those fountains, it's a magnet for kids to go racing through it.
Yeah.
So it's a kid-friendly PSI. The kids can go play in the fountain. But we're also in the process now of choreographing music so that Chuck hits the home run spectacular in the ballpark and the celebration goes off, the video boards, the fountain will actually respond with the music playing out on the plaza.
That's
so
awesome.
Or if you're in live, if you're out on the plaza, you're getting that, you know, the same experience that the fans in the ballpark are.
Golly, so, and we're going to be, when we're back in the playoffs, this is going to be insane. Yeah, for the people that can't make it in there, they're going to be here.
Yep, absolutely.
So I really love your idea of Rangers Residential Tower. So when does the when does the residential living
like
go in over there?
We'll see. I mean, I'll say this. You know, if you look at what the Cordish guys have done in Kansas City, I think it's a very good comparable. It's taken, they're probably in about year 12 of a 15-year build-out with the Power and Light District, mm-hmm. but they've revitalized downtown Kansas City. They're now building, they have undercraned their third residential tower in downtown Kansas City. I was up there a few years ago for the men's Big 12 basketball tournament and got to see the Power and Light District when it was jumping. But also all the people on the street. Now what's happened, other developers have come in, bought up older buildings that had been abandoned down there and turned them either into residential or office. The city's put in a light rail circulator so the people in the winter can actually ride around downtown and connect to places they need to go. So, you know, if we had a long-term model or vision that I think we'd like to follow, that one is pretty interesting to us because mm-hmm. it has all the elements we'd mm-hmm. like to see. Plus, the advantage we have is we have the Rangers and the Cowboys.
Right.
Whereas downtown Kansas City has the arena, but they don't have a tenant. So we have the built-in advantage, plus our neighbors at Six Flags, Hurricane Harbor, Convention Center. So we already draw about 14 million people here a year. We'd like to double those numbers.
So we're talking to Rob Matwick, the Executive Vice President of Business Operations for the Rangers. As Skin said, I live up in Prosper, Salina, up in that area. And so, you know, my kids are diehard Rangers fans, and we don't get out here near enough as a family. And I can't wait to get out here more often. And to me, one of the most important aspects will be the hotel, because we'll come out, stay in the hotel, and now you're not just coming for a Ranger game. You're coming, you may come out for live music, stay in the hotel, and go see a game the next day, or vice versa. Restaurants, all these cool things to do. Of course, we know Arlington has neat things for kids to do all over the place, water parks and Six Flags and whatnot. So we need a timeline on that hotel. When is that bad boy going to be ready?
That should open next summer.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're about a year away from the hotel opening. One of the things they're working on now is to get the tower built. They want to get the structure up so they can take that crane down, because this October we'll start to build the roof on the ballpark. And that'll take about a year in and of itself. But to their credit and Manhattan's credit, they want to get that piece out of the way. Not, I mean, they wouldn't have really conflicted with our construction, but they said, you know what, we just feel better if we had that done. We'll close in the building and go to work. But I expect it to open next summer. Don't have a definitive date, but we're about a year away from that.
Well, and I'm thinking about, you mentioned it, but those college football games over there at AT&T Stadium, that's going to be a really happening place.
Well, you think even the high school, you know, state high school playoffs.
Right.
I mean, we get families and, you know, they come in from around the state, and it might give them an opportunity then to say, oh, well, we could stay at the hotel, we go to the game, let's not get back on the road tonight, let's go in and spend the night, we'll go to live, listen to some music, get up in the morning, go home. So it adds some flexibility.
I love how it's just, it's all encompassed under one roof, but it's a million different little sub-pockets. Yeah. So you're never going to feel like you're overly crowded. You're always going to feel like you're in the place to be. There's always going to be people around, but there's a million different places you can go. Somebody wants tacos. Somebody wants barbecue. Somebody wants whatever. You can do all that.
Well, if you want Troy's wife's artichoke dip, too, you could do that. Interesting, a couple of weeks ago, I was with Taylor Graves, the vice president of development for the Cordish guys, and he was in the office, and we were meeting on something. But he said, I need to go. I got to go. I said, what's going on? He said, well, I'm taking two of our chefs, and you can ask Troy about this. He said, we're going over to Troy's house because his wife is going to share with our culinary team the recipe for her artichoke dip.
Oh, wow.
So, Troy, I know you're going to talk to him, and he's had a lot of input in terms of what he would like to see on the menu, and a couple of his wife's favorites, I guess, are on there. So you can ask him a little bit more about it, or ask him about the artichoke dip, or maybe he'll bring some over for you. But again, I think it sort of reinforces the level of detail to which the Quarters team has gone to make sure that we get it right.
Man.
So they sent Taylor went with two chefs, and they sat there, and she walked them through step by step. This is how you do it. This is what's got to be.
Well, this is awesome, Rob. Thank you so much for the time. We are so so happy to be out
Congratulations.
Here.
Congratulations!
Oh, my pleasure,
huge
guys.
Wow.
I have a very small part in it. It's a lot of people behind the scenes, and great teams, like I say, with the city, with Cornish, with the Rangers, and we're thrilled, man. I'm just ready to get it going.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.